Greetings, friends. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to the broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome, believers. Welcome to the broadcast. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, don't think it's an accident. It's not. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and He's pursuing them this day with you. You know, and like that song says that we open up with every broadcast, we close with it with every broadcast. God is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. So get in on God's kingdom. Get in on His side and go forward. There is a victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, the victory that's overcome the world. The world system is in collapsing because of all the great shaking going on. And it's God who's doing the shaking. But, you know, of the increase of His government, there shall be no end. And His peace and His truth is marching on like never before. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. And, you know, it's like that scripture says chapter 1, verse 7, out of the Amplified Classic, it reads, "The Lord is good, a strength and a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows, He recognizes, has knowledge of, and understands those who take refuge and trust in Him." When you're a Christian, you learn how to do things God's way, you know, by seeking first. Once you get born again, you want to seek Him and His kingdom, His way of doing things, because it's His kingdom that's on the increase here, and the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. For, you know, it's like I said last week in the broadcast, Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And I'll tell you what, there is a mini jubilee going on right now for the body of Christ. Because of the season that we're in right now, God has given us a great shaking. I'm looking up my notes here real quick. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. You know, He told us that there is a time of refreshing that we're moving into right now. This season for the believer, the tumult in the world is going to continue on. The shaking is going to continue. It's going to be affected for those who ministries, Christian judgment always comes to the household of God first, the church of God first. The judgment always comes there, and there's great shaking going on everywhere. You know, greed, lust, those things that the world seeks after that have crept into the church, all that's being judged right now, and there's a realignment that's happening in the church itself. So for you, though, just this time of great rest and resting and this refreshing that's coming, it's a cool wind blowing on a hot day is a good way to put it. And that's right out of the Amplified version of Acts chapter 3, verse 19. And if you read the book of Acts, many times later, they talk about times of refreshing. And right now, boy, the body of Christ is in a great one. So in this time, you know the scripture that I had quoted there, Isaiah 9, verse 6, I wanted to point out, you know, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder." And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That peace, you know, is descending upon you right now, this mini jubilee that's happening, this time of great refreshing is underway. You can sense it. For all Christians, you know it's here. It's there. Holy Spirit is around you. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You know, we're celebrating his birth. And, you know, he came into this earth for our sake. But God loves us, you know. And like I say, the reason we open up and close with that song every day, because from the God of Abundance CD put out by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, it's because that word, that music that's put out there is the word of God, and you can, and because of that, it's forever pregnant, so you can listen to it over and over and over again, and because it's eternal and forever pregnant, it's always producing for you. You never grow tired of it. Anointed music of God, you never grow tired of, and it always leads you in the direction you want to go. You know, Jesus said, "Come unto me, my burden is easy, my yoke is light," and that is a relief to the world, because the world system is you got to work, and if you're not, it's not working out for you, you got to work harder. Yes, God wants us to work, but we don't have to work until we're killing ourselves. We don't have to work three jobs a week. You know, my attitude was I used to work 40 hours a week, and if you didn't work harder and things weren't working out, you weren't working hard enough, and you'd have to, so I'd work more. I'd work 60 hours a week. And if that wasn't enough, I would work 80 hours a week. And ultimately, you reach your end, and it all kind of collapses around you. It's not just all about that. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly." So, you know, go that way. As far as the contact information for our website, you can go to touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org and go down to the information that's on that page. On the home page at the very bottom, you can get our contact information, and our mailing address is there, our phone number, and our email. Touched by Him Ministries, I'll say them quickly once. Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247 Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. Again, you don't have to write this right down while you're listening to it, but you can go to our website, touchedbyhim.org or TBHM for touchedbyhimministries.org, and our website will come up. You can click on our phone page if you want to reach out to contact us by phone. If you get voicemail, leave your prayer request, leave the reason why you're calling, and we'll get back in contact with you. 970-314-4077 is that page there. And also, you can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. I want to thank all you people who have sent in the Christmas blessings to us. It really touches our hearts. We know, especially those who mail us Christmas cards, we're blown away by it. I'm just so grateful and thankful for it, that you'd reach out to us through a postal mail, go through some extra effort, which most people don't do today, and write a card, address it, and send it out to us. We're grateful for it. We thank, and it really blesses us. So thank you for all that in advance. And for those of you who've already mailed them out to us, thank you. But pray with me at tbhm.org. Write your prayer requests there. Send them in to us. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The price has been paid for your healing. When we celebrate our communion, you know, that wafer is a symbol of his body, which he gave for us on the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was punished for our iniquities. He was bruised for our iniquities, our sins. The chastisement for our peace, the punishment for our peace, he took upon himself, who knew no sin. And he was, you know, and by his stripes, the beating that he took for you on the way to the cross, we're healed. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. The goodness of God goes on. And like I quoted earlier, Nahum 1, verse 7, the Lord is good, a strength and a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows, recognizes, has knowledge of, and understands those who take refuge and trust in him. Learn, people, to lean upon him and not your own understanding, and run to him for so much of today's worldly people. You can't solve spiritual problems with worldly solutions. And people today, even in the Christian realm and in the body of Christ, they run to lawyers first instead of running to God. God's your judge. He'll take care of it for you. You know, and he judges righteously, and he'll make the way for you. We've been attacked in our personal life many times, and God has seen us through all of them. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. We look under him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, and he'll do the same for you. He's no respecter of person. So he's come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And that's the season that we're in right now. That's the celebration that's going on. I mentioned that last week what the plumb line was. It was a weight hung down by a string to help establish a vertical line. And we, you know, carpenters of old used to use it to plumb things up, to make a wall parallel or create a right angle to, or something perpendicular to the vertical wall. And God's doing that right now. And that plumb line from heaven is hanging down. And on one side are the real shepherds. On the other side are showmen that have no relationship with him and are using it to manipulate his people. And God's not happy with that. So the shaking that's going on, judgment always comes to God's house first, as well as it's spreading throughout the entire world in all those different areas that I've mentioned so many times before on the radio, which are government, media, arts and entertainment, business, education, religion, and family. And so all that information is out there. And that was originally first penned, not by me. Those weren't my words. Johnny Enlow wrote that book, The Seven Mountains of Influence, and you should get a copy of that from his ministry. And that's something I got to put a link to on my website. But at touchedbyhim.org, at tbhm.org, if you go there, you have all the on the homepage, all of our contact information. We only rent 30 minutes of airtime for radio listeners out there who are listening right now. The broadcasts always go, they haven't not gone beyond that for a long time now. And anyway, on the media page, you can listen to the radio broadcast without it being interrupted, because our allotted 30 minutes of time is up. You can go to the website and listen to Radio Week 12/22/2024. This is the Sunday now before the Christmas celebration, Christmas Eve. Christmas is coming for all you youngsters out there. Be blessed, be excited, get cranked up. There's a good reason to celebrate, you know. And one of the things that used to always move me about, and it still does, about God's the day that we've chosen to honor his birthday every year on this earth, Christmas Day, December 25th, 2024. As we celebrate it this year, you know, it's his birthday, but we're the ones that get all the presents. You know, all power has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth, and he now has given it unto us. And that includes all the promises of God, which are part of his blessings. And when you learn to get involved with God's way of doing things, which includes giving into his kingdom, you're going to get blessed. He'll measure it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're now coming into that time where the days, as Amos promised in 9 and 13, that the plowman will overtake the reaper. The faster you get it, as fast as you get it into the ground, there'll be a return already waiting for you in your own finances when you get back. And God will take care of it in all different kinds of ways. And we're coming into a real blessed time. And we're coming in to the point where the harvest comes in before we let go of our seeds. Let's go of the seed in our hands, you know. And you know, God's always been the same. He told us in the book of Genesis, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not quit. And as you learn to understand that your money represents everything that you are, when you sow it, God will measure it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, if you sow into good ground. So when you bless us with your offerings, we pray over them. God knows that, and he'll measure it back to you. And we're coming into a time when you give, it's going to be given unto you, and the measurement back is going to leave you in awe. We're really coming into a good time. God is for you, people, and when God is for you, who or what can be against you? So anyway, I've mentioned the media page on our website, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org. On the media page, you can go listen to the fullness of a radio broadcast. It goes well beyond the 30 minutes that we have of airtime, or 29 minutes on the radio stations. So, and then also there's other resources out there for you. Related links page is a good one on that. Kenneth Copeland has a Christmas album. It's really my favorite Christmas album, all based on God's word. And the process of that again is it will minister to your spirit, and it helps tell the true story of Christmas and what it's all about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. Also, I have a couple of books out there that I recommend to everybody. One put out by Billy Brim, it's called Blood in the Glory, and the other one, The Triumphant Church, put out by Kenneth E. Hagin. You know, there's so many books out there to be read all the time, and I don't the one I tell everybody to read all the time is the Bible, the Bible, the Believer's Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Read that book, you know, and learn to be obedient to it. You know, do what he tells you to do, say what he tells you to say. Don't do what he tells you not to do. Don't say what he tells you not to say, and in that you will have good success. You know, every year we read through the Bible. There's a reading plan on the website. You can get that. Look up all our resources that we have out there. There's also, if you can get access to the internet and you don't have a Bible and you have no other way of getting to a Bible, you can go to our website, and we have a Bible as read the Bible as a resource on our and our on our website, and you can look up a whole variety of different translations if you like to study them. And read that word out loud. Always read God's word out loud, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. There's the written word, and then there's the logos, the living word. And as you read it out loud, God's word, faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith is a spiritual force. It's the opposite of fear. And God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And, you know, you don't need to be ashamed of the gospel, the good news that Jesus is the anointed one. And that anointing that was upon him is available to you to remove the burdens and destroy the yokes of bondage. You don't have to be living in fear. The enemy is running from you. I was just thinking about it, and so get ready, man. God loves you, he's for you, and that being the case, who or what can be against you? The Spirit of truth, the truth giving spirit, comes. He will guide you into all truth. Once you get saved, once Jesus was died, buried, and rose again from the dead, the apostles, the disciples, they had to go back to Jerusalem and wait upon the fullness of the day of Pentecost, 50 days post Jesus' resurrection. The day of Pentecost fully came on the Feast of Weeks, also known as the Feast of Pentecost. And when he came, he spoke not his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. And he will honor and glorify me, Christ, because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine, and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. And that is what I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. That's John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15 in the Amplified Classic Version. And I tell you, what a wonderful unity the Spirit of God is bringing to the entire body of Christ. And those of you on the outside looking in, get in on it. You know, just believe in your heart. Now's the time. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the acceptable time. Don't put off tomorrow what you can take care of today. You know, you just got to simply believe in your heart and confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth. Repent of your sins. Turn away from them. You know, go the opposite direction. Don't be hanging out at Mr. Good Bar. It's not going to be there. Don't be smoking dope. They're just trying to dumb you down, you know. Don't be doing that. It's opening up spiritual windows where the enemy can come in and attack you. But when you get born again and saved, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against him. And you'll begin to grow in your knowledge and understanding as you receive the Holy Spirit. And he'll come into your life and lead you and guide you into all truth. You can start walking in the victory that comes from being in him, and that peace that transcends all understanding. That day, Christmas Day, throughout the entire world is a time of great peace. Even in war, they shut down fighting wars to celebrate Christmas. And the peace that transcends all understanding, that tranquility, is coming. You know, that's the beauty of it all. So, and it's here right now, that respite that we're living into. Oh my goodness, what a great time to be alive, people. What a great time to be alive. So, you know, Turn away from your old ways right now. Return to God. Seek His purpose for you in your life. God has a purpose for you. That's why for you new listeners, it's the first time you've ever tuned into the broadcast. He's trying to get your attention through it. Listen up. And then as you seek your purpose in His life, you know, turn away from your sins, those disobedient ways that go opposite of His way. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through me. Go His way. And then as you turn away from those sins, they'll be wiped away. You confess them out loud. You know, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That's how you get saved. And the same thing with about repenting of your sins, which ask God to forgive you of them, turn away from them, and He will forgive you of them and forget about them. He won't bring them back up to you again. The enemy will. He'll see to it that he'll use somebody or some way to bring it back up into you. But understand, any sin that you've committed that you've repented of, and you haven't committed it again, and you've turned away from it, God, you can walk forward in the forgiveness that comes from that repentance. The moment you repent is the moment He forgives you and forgets about it, and then picks up right with you, right where you are, and where you can go forward in that victory that comes from being in Him. And then, so this time of refreshing that's going on right now, people, receive it. The whole world's receiving it right now. This is a time where He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. And He's not going to stop until now, going forward, until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So during this time, make room for all you believers. Make room inside of yourself. You know, pour yourself out in front of Him. Get before Him. Pray, fast. Spend some time fasting and spend time in prayer. And empty yourself out and let God fill you with a new level of anointing, awareness of who He is and the victory that He has planned for you and how you can share it with others, or just go out and live your life, go into all the world, and just by you doing your life and doing things God's way, you're being a witness and a testimony and a living epistle to the blessings of God, which other people are going to see it in you, and they're going to want it. So go forward with that and run with it like you never have before. And as you make room on the inside, God will fill you up to a new level with new things. We're living in a revolutionary new year. He's revealing new revelation to you. Revelationary is how I should say it. Revelationary. You know, God's given you new revelation of who He is and what He's done and what you were created for this year, more so than ever before. He's taken you to that new level of glory that you have never been for hence before. And he's taken Isaiah chapter 60 and the words that Isaiah planned to a new level. You know, it's 2025 is going to be the year for you, Christian. It's time for God's time to be your time, and that time is right now. And as you empty yourself out during this time of refreshing that's going on right now, and that refreshing is coming to you from the presence of the Lord, and it's like a cool wind on a hot day. So blessed be His holy name. You can read that for yourself in Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. It's happening again. It's happened many times throughout the history of man. And in the book of Acts, it happens more than once. It's that refreshing that comes to the body of Christ is greater than it's ever been. And it's happened many times in the past, but it's happening right here and right now at a whole new level. He's again told you to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Those are only for the people that are in the world. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. But the Lord shall arise upon you, believer, and His glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles, the non-believers outside the covenant right now, shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. What a time to be alive. What a time to be living in. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. And I don't know if I got back to that message again about when you pour yourself out and you fast and pray before the Lord. During this time, you're going to be filled anew. God's hung the plumb line down on one side of that plumb line from heaven to establish a vertical line. On one side is the real shepherds out there, and on the other side are showmen. Is that that's just a representation of what the shaking is that's going on in the church right here and right now. So of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And, you know, God's kingdom is still increasing, and the government's on his shoulders, and he is the Prince of Peace. And you feel that peace during this time of year more so than ever, and it serves as a witness. His Spirit's bearing witness with your spirit right now. Get on the right side of God. Start doing things his way. If there are things going on where you worship God, get and it's not of God, get out of there, you know. Spend time in the Word of God on a regular basis. In Matthew, he told us, seek first the kingdom of God, his way of doing things, and then all these things will be added unto you. So do that. Study his word. Read it out loud. And always keep that word read out loud. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It's a spiritual force. And as you read that word out loud, that faith is going to come. As you use that faith, faith without works is dead. You know, declare what it is that you're going to do in God's doing it God's way, because Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and that word of his will go before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. So the shaking's continuing, people. Know that for sure. He told us from the prophet Haggai that the earth is, or he told us after he rose again from the dead, that the earth, or he declared it, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the evidence will continue to manifest everywhere you turn this year and going forward, because the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So get ready to prosper like you never before. And the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's going to continue on in this world for sure. And there's gross darkness in the world, but people are going to see it's not affecting you, and they're going to want to know why. Your light is shining because the glory of the Lord's risen upon you. And you know, and the enemy's going to continue to try to do what he always has done. But John in 8:44 said he was a murderer from the beginning. He is a murderer, and there's no truth in him, because he's a liar. There is no truth. Whenever he speaks, he's speaking a lie, and he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So don't do what the world's trying to tell you to do. Don't do what God tells you, or don't do what the enemy's trying to tell you all the time. Do what God tells you to do. Get the Bible, read it, do what it tells you to do, say what it tells you to say, read it out loud, so faith comes and you can walk in that victory. The wealth of the sinner, people, is laid up for the just, and there's a great transition going on from the world system of wealth. It's crumbling. The world system's going down. There's the biggest operation going on militarily throughout the world that's been going on for sure. It's been getting louder and louder and more known to more people going forward, the military operation. Jesus is the captain of the host, and the host of the angel armies, which are mighty. You know, one angel came down and stripped I don't know how many thousands of chariots of their wheels in one night, and that's just one angel, you know, and there are millions upon millions of them, and they're coming into the earth now through the heavenly portals like never before, helping God at the direction of the commander-in-chief of the heavenly hosts of armies, which is the Lord, the Lord himself, and they're taken back, or he's expanding his government like never before. So don't fight it, you know, get in on with it. Enter ye in through the straight gate. The gates are wide, you know, broad is the path that leads to destruction. Look at it as like a river. It's easy to go downstream if you're on a raft or and you're in a canoe or you're in a kayak. It's easy to go downstream. And when you turn and go upstream, you gotta work at it, you know. Enter ye in by the straight gate, for the wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in there at that way. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And judgment is fallen everywhere, including the house of God, and it started in the house of God. Yet once, it's a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I'll shake the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. There's ministries collapsing out there right now. Others will realign, and Unknowns will be elevated. God's doing his part, that's for sure. The glory of this latter house, and believer, you are a temple of the Holy Ghost. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. The final outpouring of God's just now getting underway as he moves his ecclesia everywhere to the position they were always meant to be at, a position glorious, reflecting his true image on one without spot or wrinkle. Great change is underway, believer. Know that. You can see it going on all around you. And you can't believe all the news you're getting from the media because those sources are corrupt. You know, you got to trust in God. You got to look for other sources. They're out there. You know, this radio broadcast is one. You can go to our website and hear them again. Let it feed your spirit. Great change is underway everywhere. Be moved by what you believe in him. Stay connected. Stop listening to the lies of the world around us that is crumbling. Know in whom you believe, in whom all his promises are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, the anointed, all the promises in him, the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing are yea, yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. So stay in the faith this Christmas season. Stay in the faith. Pray for our president. Pray that he receives godly spiritual discernment as he picks his administration. Continue to pray that all the enemies of our nation and the nations of this world continue to be uncovered, exposed, righteously judged, and their wickedness be done away with. Do not back up, back off, do not capitulate. Don't quit resisting, Christians. Go God's way. God's for you, and when God is for you, who or what can be against you? Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving. A first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. and put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. God, Lord.